ladies and gentlemen, this is the one true host of Small State Big Takes. Welcome you back to the greatest podcast in Rhode Island history. Today's guest, we have J.J. Gruden joining the podcast once again. Recurring guest, all-time favorite. We love this man so much. We have no Joshy Pods today, but what are you going to do? The weather's great. It's time for some football, my friends. Time to talk football. Time to enjoy football. Quick shout out to our friends at House Enterprise. Thank you for joining Small State Big Takes. Do not forget to give a big old shout out to my boy G-Baby, James Murphy, who's $10,000 richer this weekend, and Lance Legere. I love y'all. Let's have a great podcast. Kickoff's about to begin. Can't wait, Small State.
Welcome back to Small State of Big Takes. This is episode 252, opening take for Stephen O. Scott. What do you got?
Yo, 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 what the fuck is good? Good to be back. Missing my boy Josh tonight, but happy to be with my homies. Big take. And it's baseball related because we're going to talk about baseball first before our boy gets here. Our special guest, Ollie's going to introduce him hardcore. It's going to be crazy. But my big take for as far as baseball goes. Oh, by the way, RIP Alex Collins, running back. Damn. Can't believe it. News just broke. But big take, Trevor Story's going to hit like 5 home runs in September. That's my big take.
That's a big take.
Bobby D gets called up and hits like fucking 5 more than him, and they finally fucking give him some playing time. Man, I miss Bobby D.
That's right, man. We were supposed to blame you for the Bobby D is Tristan Casas take.
Oh yeah, yeah. What was it? Yeah, what did you guys want to say?
Well, that's a bad take.
That's a really bad take.
Bobby D, they're not the same guy. You said they're the same guy too.
I did say that.
Casas
but you
is
know
so
what?
Good.
Yeah, he is good. But dude, Bobby D is good too. Like, why? I shouldn't have said that.
Okay, that's all we wanted to hear. Okay.
But I want Bobby D in the pros now.
What do you think of my take that Bobby D is just your new Bryce Brentz now? Is that the point you've got?
Really hurtful. No.
I think that's where we are. Bobby D had way more chances than Bryce Brentz too, by the way.
That is true. But I think Bobby D has a better chance to get another chance somewhere else, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Bryce Brentz was like toast when he was in Pawtucket.
Yeah, Bryce Brentz kind of like lost his prime that time. But Bobby D, dude, Bobby's like, what, 24, right? He's young as shit. Bryce Brentz was like 27.
I'm pretty sure Bobby D's like 26 now.
Yeah.
He's 28. Oh, shit. Fucking old bastard. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't know then. But, you know, I hope Bobby gets another chance in the pros somewhere.
I do too.
I think he will. I don't know, though. I don't know. There's someone else like him that I'm trying to think of that. Oh, Sam Travis. What happened to him?
Again, like, I think Bobby D got way more, like, he had a way longer leash than those guys. He even had a longer leash than Blake Swihart.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He has a lot of time up in the bigs.
Almost 2 full seasons.
Yeah.
Games wise.
Yeah, I'm looking right
like
now.
Like Sam Travis, Bryce Brentz, even Blake Swihart, like they never were like full time starters. Oh, we have our guest is ready to join though.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll put this on hold. And there might be an intermission. Okay, we're back here. Now with a recurring guest, actually, second time, J.J. Gruden has come on Small State Big Takes. You know, just been, my DMs have been flooded. I'm getting texts and calls nonstop for a year and a half now. When's J.J. coming back? It was such an all-timer. So finally caved in, reached out, and got him back.
I'm flattered. Thank you.
How's everything going?
I really know how to respond.
Yeah, it's a pretty good intro.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. Thank you. Thank you. Really boosted up my self-esteem after losing 3 bets in a row tonight. Thank you. I was really down in the dumps there. Glad to be back. Glad to be back. Always fun.
How's your past year been? What have you been up to? How's life treating you? What the hell's going on?
I just moved to Florida, which is nice. Back home. Feels good to be back in the Sunshine State. Virginia's long gone. So I lost FanDuel, so I'm betting straight through a bookie and bet openly. So that kind of sucks because lines are very limited. But you know, we're here. It's good to be in Florida. So
oh yeah.
That's awesome. And you've got a new pod.
I do.
That's officially, I think you guys have one episode out so far. It's a great one.
Yeah, already. We got two now. We got the preview of the AFC. We did the AFC, I believe, first. We did the NFC last week. Next week we're doing kind of like a backyard barbecue kind of a thing where we have a bunch of people just coming on, swinging through, and giving us their favorite plays of the week. I'll go ahead and drop a link for you guys too to come on in and give us the plays, and it should be pretty interesting. And then once the season starts up, we'll be going every day, or not every day, but once a week throughout the whole season, giving out plays. So it's gonna be good. My dad's on it, Jay, and he's enjoying himself, that's for sure too. So
yeah, I love the dynamic and back and forth is really cool in terms of the AFC preview is the one I was listening to, and like I alluded to before we were recorded here, in terms of your outlook and everyone's outlook, I guess, on the Patriots not looking great on the over-under of win totals, but it's fair. Although, you know what, along those lines, there's a certain person in this pod right now who I know the Mac Jones over-under touchdown total was brought up on your podcast.
Yeah.
We may have someone among us who is on the over in a big way.
Really?
Do they want to show themselves? Yeah, Oliver.
Guilty. I need a way to watch Patriots games this year. And I think if I can convince myself that Mac Jones will go over 19.5 touchdowns, it will make me want to watch them more, because I think this team is going to be borderline unwatchable, much like they have been the past 2 years now. I think they will tighten up some of the really cringy stuff. Like, I think special teams will be better. I think there'll be less false start penalties. They'll actually be able to get plays in to the quarterback this year, I think, which the fact they couldn't do that last year was mesmerizing. Still won like 8 games or whatever, but I think with Bill O'Brien, with a real person calling plays for Mac Jones, I think if there's a way to back the Patriots and for myself to have a little stake in it, I like the over. Bias play, sure. Does it make the most sense? Probably not, but that's why casinos and sports books are still around, because suckers like me place bets like that.
You know, Ollie, you gave a lot of good reasoning there. Really, you did. But I think you forgot the number one reason why I think they hits it over, and that's because they're going to be trailing a lot of the games, and they're going to be throwing the ball.
That's also a good point. First half, every week in the first half, they'll try to do this little cue run, pass thing that they always do, and then they'll be down by 14 at halftime every time. And what's good in the second half when you're late? 4 or 5 garbage time touchdowns throughout the season.
Yeah,
I do have. I have a question for JJ. As a non-Patriot fan, how bad does Mac Jones really suck? Because to me, like for you mentally, when you watch him, I can watch like Kirk Cousins and know he's never winning a championship. I don't think so. He's solid, I think, but like he's never winning shit. Mac Jones, should I just like never tap in? Let's just be honest with me. What's your vibe of Mac Jones?
I honestly think this is his year that he needs to prove himself or take kind of like a step, even though he hasn't been taking any steps recently. And I think that he's so far in Tom Brady's shadow, it's just hard to see him be like an elite passer of any sort as a Patriot. You know what I mean? So I think that there's just so much, like he's just in Tom Brady's shadow so much where it's hard for him to get out of it. And he's got to do a lot in order to do so. So I think the season, if he can come out and sling the rock a little bit, maybe win some games, maybe put him in the playoff conversation, I think you got to say that, you know, he could be the guy. But I haven't really seen anything. He doesn't really have any weapons, and that's what sucks too. I mean, what, you got Devontae Parker, who's the other guy they got? They got
Juju.
Juju, yeah. But I mean, come on, man. I mean, he doesn't really have anybody. Like, I mean, Juju's not really, I really feel like Juju's not really a weapon per se, but you know, we'll see what happens. You know,
he's just Jacoby Myers replacement. He's just going to step into that role without the chemistry that they already had. And you mentioned it earlier before we started recording, but that offensive line is not looking good early, and it doesn't look good on paper either.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary. Unfortunately,
that's the case. Yeah.
However, just a couple hours ago, Patriots did sign Ezekiel Elliott, officially a Patriot, I don't know if that's official.
We talked about the bad O line. I mean, he played offensive line his last play as a Dallas Cowboy. You see how well that
worked out? That's crazy.
That is hilarious, actually, that was his final play as a Cowboy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That'd be cool. That'd be the ultimate surprise. Belichick signs him and he's just a fullback. Like, it's just like.
Move over, James Devlin. Here comes Zeke.
Yo, big question though, too. Do you think that here's a weird one. Who will end up all time better, Mac Jones or Carson Wentz? Like that was like what I was thinking the other day. Like, I wonder if Mac Jones will ever reach that precipice of even being in the Carson Wentz zone. You know what I mean? He's never gonna get paid like that, I don't think. But will he ever like have that similar kind of success? I don't know.
He almost won MVP.
Yeah. That one year peak was an unreal.
Yeah,
but
I guess you're right. Yeah.
He never actually didn't get to finish the job because Nick Foles, right?
Right.
If Mac, let's play a little game. If Mac Jones was cut today, right? If he was just released right now,
yeah.
What do you see him being picked up on a team and starting?
I was thinking
it might be controversial, but like Kyle Shanahan could make it work, but Kyle Shanahan could make Brock Purdy work.
Yeah, well, I don't think that he makes that move. I mean, like, I just don't think he would start on the 49ers.
I think you're right, though. That's a good point.
I was going to say Arizona, but no, I don't think so.
What's tough is because the teams that would, like, need him or, like, could use him probably would rather just tank and just, like, throw out a shitty quarterback rather than Mac Jones, who might get them 6 or 7 wins.
Tennessee?
And, like, the eighth pick.
Maybe, yeah, I was about to say Tennessee. Tennessee could be that team, maybe. But that's like, I think like Mac Jones, like to me, resembles like Ryan Tannehill a little bit.
Yeah.
In a mediocrity. Way, you know?
Going to the guy that everybody Jake threw Locker in vibes. The trash and revitalized his career over there. And a part of it's because he just handed the ball to Derrick Henry, but he's still pretty good for them. So I don't know.
Okay. Maybe the Commanders. Commanders could be one.
Bucks.
Yeah. Bucks.
Oh, that's Baker's Bucks. Job. Come on.
No,
I don't think it'd be on Derek Carr. I don't think it can be on Derek Carr.
That's true.
Falcons, maybe with Ritter. I don't know.
All right,
not many teams. So we just like went through that whole list. Like, so you put him as like a 29th best quarterback, maybe in the league right now. Maybe even worse if you count some backups. You know what I mean? That's just crazy.
Rams.
That's hurtful. It's true though.
Yeah, the Rams is an insurance policy. I guess that's not a starting job, but as an insurance policy to Stafford, that'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Stetson Bennett.
Dude, Stetson Bennett was ripping it, though.
I forgot that he's there.
He was ripping it. I thought the best rookie quarterbacks of the preseason week were Stetson Bennett. And I don't know if you saw the Eagles game, but this guy, Tanner McKee, that dude was slinging it.
I didn't see.
Yeah, he was really good. He was really good. I mean, he was just like whipping it. So
Stanford just like keeps pumping out quarterbacks that are like solid. Even Davis Mills, right? He's another Stanford guy.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just like constantly like interesting where you're like, huh, I hope that guy gets a shot just to know. And Davis Mills, I mean, he's kind of he might be in that Mac Jones territory, like good enough to be like in the mix. But if he's your starting quarterback, you're probably in trouble.
Yeah. Stanford quarterbacks, they got to be smart, you know, because you have to have a certain GPA to be able to play there. And that's why I think David Shaw left, you know, because he like basically quit or was fired or let go or whatever you want to call it. But it's because of the NIL, man. You couldn't bring in like athletes because they weren't smart enough for Stanford's standards. So that's why he headed out. So it's interesting. Yeah. You know, those are smart guys. I bet they did really well in the Wonderlic tests and all that, the new NFL tests or whatever it is now.
Random tangent, but I wonder where Stanford ends up in the college football landscape, right?
I might think they're under.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they could be in real trouble, right? With no real future for the Pac-12. They might lose some talent and just like lose momentum, right? If guys are like, all right, I need to figure out my next move instead of sticking around and winning.
Well, I think the Mountain West is probably going to collide with the Pac-12, or maybe there's going to be like another division. That's going to be interesting to see. And Stanford like goes into that one because it's out there, you know?
Yeah, true. It's a shame they can't just join the Ivy. Just be like a one team on the West Coast in the Ivy League.
Who is looking good this year for college?
I think Georgia, obviously. Georgia's like the team. I think Ohio State's gonna be pretty good. I've been reading a lot of reports on Ohio State. I mean, they got Trayvon back. They got Marvin Harrison coming back. McCord. It's between Devin. What's his name? Devin Davis and McCord. Kyle McCord. I think McCord's gonna get the starting job, which is gonna be crazy to see. But they'll be pretty good. I like FSU chances this year. I'm a big FSU guy this year. You know, Alabama, we'll see. Texas might be good. LSU is going to be pretty good. It's going to be a pretty good year. It's going to be, everyone's going to be kind of pretty surprising, I think.
USC? Who's your Heisman favorite right now? What do you think?
Heisman?
Yeah, for your pick at least. Maybe not who the favorite is, but just like, who do you like?
So I have two picks. I have one that I think is like, you know, the one of the favorites, obviously, to win. And then the other one was kind of like a dark horse. Mm-hmm. The one I got, I actually got Jordan Travis to win Heisman. And that's not really even the favorite, because I would think that Caleb Williams is the favorite. But I like Jordan Travis from FSU. I think they may lose their first game, but if they can just like run the table and win out, they'll still be in the playoff and they'll still, I think he'll be up for Heisman with the stats that he puts up behind it. But then my dark horse is actually Spencer Rattler. I was a Spencer Rattler guy a couple of years ago when he was at Oklahoma, and he shat the bed, and then he went to USC or South Carolina, and he actually played really well towards the end of the year. Like, I mean, he was slinging it. And then, I'm hoping that he carries that momentum. He had a new head coach last year, and they're starting to move things around a little bit. He's got his receiver coming back. He's got one of his tight ends coming back. So, and they're going to be down a little bit in games. I think he spreads the ball around and he throws for a bunch of yards. He's going to be a top five quarterback this year in the draft too. So people can't forget about him.
How good is Caleb Williams going to be?
Fucking disgusting. He's good. He's real good.
Who the hell's that?
USC guy. Future New England Patriot.
Remember that when he had the painted nails? Didn't they say, what'd they say? They said, fuck.
I said that to my dad. I was like, do you trust a guy with painted nails?
What did he say? Do you remember when that get one game? I think it said like, fuck Utah or something.
Is that what it said on the nails?
I think they lost that game, but it was like... It was easy. He's sending messages with the nails, which I kind of appreciate, but
I don't even know what that said.
Dude, shout out to pedicures, man. I got a pedicure. My dad was hating on me so bad. Oh. I was like, dude,
my dad gets pedicures all the time, man. He's got bad feet. Yeah, yeah, all the time. All the time. And he just like sits there and he like falls asleep while the little, you know, Asian girls are like massaging his butt. Like he's just like passed out in the chair, snoring.
It's very comforting. It's very, you know, it's a nice, you know, afternoon thing. Oliver's hating on it. I was trying to get Oliver to try it out.
No, do it. Okay. You just, dude, you know what you are. Shout out to one of my favorite shows is The League. You're you've become a bit of a girlfriend chameleon, boyfriend chameleon.
I guess you might have a point. Sure. I'll give that to you. But I mean,
that's all. That's all.
Are your nails still painted?
No, nail polish remover. They're gone.
Oh, okay.
Had to go. They're getting shipped.
Whoa. You painted your nails?
Yeah, so there was
a dude. You left that part out.
All right, look, there was a dude that was sitting next to me in the chair. I'm like, yo, bet you won't get your nails polished. And he goes, I bet you won't. So we're kind of kidding around. And then the girl goes, do you want to polish? And I'm like, yeah. So she like pointed out blue. I'm like, let's do it. And we both got the same polish. Me and some random guy. Then I came home.
Just guys being dudes.
Yeah.
See, I got a pedicure one time in my life. I went with my wife, and they put like, it wasn't even nail polish. It was like, you know, made your toes like glisten a little bit, like shiny. Yeah. I thought that was very, very unmasculine.
A clear coat. Isn't that what they call it? Yeah, when it's like
yeah,
clear,
something like shine that. Yeah, put that on. I'm, like, I can see my reflection.
I've had that before. I had that in my fingernails a couple times. Love it. I'm a plumber, JJ, so I don't give a shit. You know, I walk around.
Do you have one of those cards, Steve, where you've got like the punch cards for the nail salon? Because you should at this point. You're probably
coming up on a free one here.
I think you're right. I would be if I had one. Shit. I need to get one. We should all go get them together. You know what? Let's go.
Yeah, dude. I'll meet you there.
I'd rather get a massage.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. True. Those are good too. Hey, JJ, do you watch baseball at all?
A little bit, man. I've been slacking this season, not gonna lie. But I can keep up with the stories. I know the standings and all that. I don't like sit down and actually watch a full game from start to finish unless I'm betting it and I have nothing else to do. I've been watching a lot more golf.
Smart.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Ooh. I've been
You like the glove show the past couple of weeks?
Crazy. And the glove show pissed me off because I took him to win the John Deere Classic and he was like leading the whole time. Remember that?
Yeah.
I bet him pre-tournament and I bet him the week before that too. And you know, lost. I'm like, damn. And I was gonna bet him again that 2 weeks ago, and I didn't. But I did bet him at the end, you know, to kind of cheer for him at like +200 on day four. And then I was like, there's no way he's gonna win again twice. I think that's what everyone's.
That's the most annoying thing about golf betting. It's just like a guy wins, and you're like, all right, can't bet this guy for the next 2 years. It's like, why? Yeah. Why not? Right. Why can't Lucas Glover win back-to-back? Who knows? We got to take a quick break because we're poor and we don't have the unlimited Zoom. So we'll be right back.
All right, yo. Mid-podcast, shout-out to my boy G-Baby. How you doing, bro? Thanks for listening so far. Shout-out to my boy fucking James Murphy. Yo, what's good? And Lens of Pants, what's good?
All right. We are back. A little intermission. Let's get down to it. Time to talk some predictions / takes on the season. So, first things first, let's just get it out of the way. How many wins are the Patriots getting? And then we can talk about other fun stuff and good teams.
I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to be, okay. I think they're going to win 6 or 7 games. I think 7's their ceiling. I think 4's their floor, or no, 5's their floor. I think it's going to be in between 5 and 7 wins.
They have a hard schedule, too.
Do you don't believe in their defense, though? Because that's the thing. Like, the defense.
No, I just don't believe in their offense. I just don't believe in their offense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are 7 wins for. All right.
I would say I'm going to go. My pick is going to be 6. 6 wins.
I'm going 8 wins. Going 8, and it's going to be a tough road.
It is going to be a tough road.
I'm gonna say 10 though. I think it's I'm a little optimistic. I'm not ridiculous though, right? I don't think they're gonna win 12 games, but I don't know. I think Bill O'Brien is such a difference maker for Mac Jones. We saw what Bill O'Brien can do in terms of the college level and shit. I feel like that's gonna be a world of difference compared to Matt Patricia. So but
bizarre was it that Matt Patricia came in and coached the offense? Like, I mean, I feel like that's
bizarre is not the right word.
and you know what too? I don't know if this is like very New England centric, JJ, but like the way that it was done with how he was like not really a coordinator, so he could still get his Detroit money. Because if he got a coordinator job, he would have technically not been given the full amount that he was still owed from that. So that was even bizarre too. Where it's like
same with Joe Judge, special. That's why they...
Yeah,
special offensive assistant or whatever. Coach or something like that.
Yeah, so it was just bizarre. But I mean, I don't know. That was insane. It was a frustrating year of like, wait, are we seriously still doing this with Matt Patricia? But
yeah, no. It was awful. There's no doubt Bill O'Brien is the way I compared it was when the Red Sox signed Kenley Jansen over the offseason. A lot of people, oh, he's washed up. Oh, he stinks. Oh, he can't pitch in the postseason. None of that really matters when the guy that you're replacing or guys that you're replacing are bottom of the barrel in the league. The Red Sox led the majors in blown saves with like 30-something blown saves like last year. No matter what version of Kenley Jansen you get, it's an improvement. No matter what version of Bill O'Brien you get, he's going to come in here and be better than Matt Patricia / Joe Judge. There's no doubt about that. I don't know about the rest of the team. And they have a harder schedule this year, so it probably will balance out a little bit. but I think it'll be a more efficient, a better, more professional looking offense. It's still going to be boring though. They don't have any flashy. They don't have anybody you need to game plan for like a lot of these teams. Oh, going against the Bills, you got a game plan for Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. You're going to the Jets. Oh, well, all of a sudden they've got Breece Hall and a couple other young wide receivers that you have to watch out for. The Dolphins have two of the fast wide. Like, that's what I mean. Like, they're just going to be boring. It's going to suck.
Yeah. Why are they opening up against the Eagles, by the way? I don't understand how the defending NFC champion is playing the Patriots in New England to open up like the year. That makes no sense to me.
NFL hates us now.
Patriots won't score more than 16.5 points that game. I don't even know what the team total is. I haven't even looked yet, but they're not going to score more than 16 points.
I was actually just looking at it because I saw that the Eagles are only favored by 4.5 right now, minus 218 in terms of the money line. I feel like that's, I know it's not great value, but that's basically free. Yeah, that's just
on Tom Brady night.
It is. You're right. I mean, tickets are like $300, like starting at. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I could give him the juice. That could give him the juice.
Oh, come on. You don't mean that. it's 20. By the way, a team total, at least on DraftKings, is 20.5.
It's 20.5
for the Patriots. Yeah.
That's so high.
It is.
That's so high.
Especially wow. Eagles defense. That's still pretty potent, right?
Like, it's like, didn't they lead the league in sacks by like 20 last year? And now they're going to go up against an unexperienced bad Patriots offensive line. And it could get really ugly.
And their secondary is awesome too, man. They're going to, dang it, man. The only way I see them score more than 20, like, I don't even think that they can even get garbage points in order to score 20. No offense, guys. Sorry.
It would have to be like a defensive turnover for a touchdown. Or special teams or like a defensive turnover for a touchdown. Something fluky
is gonna have to happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're fucked. All right, so who's
anyways, let's talk about some fun teams and some fun players.
Who's winning the AFC East?
Value standpoint, I'm on the Dolphins. But I don't know, man. Because I think the Bills are going to miss the playoffs. I think they're the third best team in the East. I think it's going to be between the Jets and the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins get there. I think the Dolphins are really, really good. But the Jets defense is fire. And bringing in Aaron Rodgers, it's like almost like what the Bucs did. The Bucs had a pretty good defense, and they brought in Tom Brady. He kind of helped run things a little bit. That's the same exact thing that the Jets are doing. They bring in a guy like Aaron Rodgers, MVP, coming in, change things up a little bit. Garrett Wilson, he's going to go off of his receiving total. I think it's like 1125, I believe, his receiving yards total. I'm going way over that. He's going to be one of the leading receivers. I was honestly thinking about taking him to lead the league in receiving yards. Going to be like his guy like Davante Adams. You know what I mean? He's going to make him like a freaking stud. So, I don't know, man. It's gonna be between those two teams, though, in my opinion.
I like that. Along those lines, you talked about receiving, like, kind of futures props and everything like that. I was looking at a bunch of them recently, and I feel like receiving props and touchdown props are way low this year for some reason. I think the one that stuck out to me was Jordan Jefferson. Justin Jefferson. Sorry, Jordan Jefferson's done. He's a dogger. Yeah. 8.5 touchdowns for receiving touchdowns for Justin Jefferson.
That's still a lot. I mean, that's a pretty high number.
Oh, I loved it. I slammed it, to be honest, already, because I was like, oh, I'm all over it. But I don't know. That's interesting in terms of Garrett Wilson as a kind of a nice, I'm sure it's a good, healthy prop for him to lead the league in receiving yards.
Plus 1800.
Nice.
Got a nice little wide receiver prop fade.
Okay.
I like Mike Evans under this year receiving yards.
Was it 925?
Yeah, it's under 1,000. He's never gone under 1,000 in his entire career, but he's getting to that point, much like Keenan Allen last year, creeping up on that big 3-0. I think he is 30. That's kind of when you start to see the injuries pile up. He's got the worst quarterback, arguably, of his career. He's going to have a carousel. I don't know. I'm a big Mike Evans fan, too. I think he's the man, one of the more underrated, better wide receivers out there. But I think he goes under this year. Not entirely his fault.
And I was we had this discussion about the NFC East, and I was like talking to my dad about it, and I was like, you know, but this is the thing, that division's just so bad.
It is very trash.
Where I could see Baker coming in, even though they're everyone's shitting on Baker and the Kyle Trask like QB controversy going on right now. But I could see Baker coming in, having Chris Godwin and Mike Evans just sling the rock around a little bit, just not giving any fucks, because they're down. You know what I mean? They're projected to be one of the worst teams in the league. They have nothing to lose. And that's kind of scary with a team that has guys like weapons like that, like Mike Evans, Chris Godwin and those guys. So I wouldn't be shocked. You know, I think the under is good just because the way that yardage is set up, it seems like a trap. Because I think it's not 1,000 exactly, right? It's like 995 or something like that.
Yeah, it might be under. I think it's like 950.
Yeah, see, that's kind of sketchy, right? It's like almost like Mike Tomlin. It's almost like Mike Tomlin having like his, or the Pittsburgh Steelers taking their over 8.5. You know, because you're not thinking that they're not gonna have a losing season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
That's a good one. How about Aaron Rodgers? What's his over under for like passing yards and shit?
I think it's like 3,900. I think it's like 3,800 or 3,900 or something like that.
Pretty high. Pretty good number, to be honest, where it's like, all right, like, but if he gets an injury, he's fucked, essentially, right? I feel like that's what that usually translates to.
All right, is there one, you already kind of said how you think the Bills are your bust team. Like,
that's a hot take, by the way.
Everybody's darling. Probably a lot of Super Bowl picks because nobody wants to pick the Chiefs for whatever reason, even though they'll probably just run it back and be another AFC championship. And have Patrick Mahomes never played a road playoff game. Does that change this year? I don't know. What about a team you think is going to be better than people give credit for? Your sleeper team, per se.
Well, one of the bets that I'm on, I'm on the Falcons. I'm on them pretty high.
Of course, our Falcons fan isn't here.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, so my play on that one, on that squad, and this is like, I guess you could call it a hot take, I guess, but like, instead of me going with their over win total or them to win the division, I'm going to go for more odds. And that's Arthur Smith to win coach of the year. Because if they win like 10 games, 11 games, they make the playoffs, you're not going to give it to a coach like Andy Reid or Kyle Shanahan who goes like 12-5, right? They're going to give it to someone else. And without the improvement that Arthur Smith, you know, had from last year to this year, and they were in a lot of games last year. I think they lost like seven or eight games, less than 8 points, one possession. So I think that they make that stride. I think they win those coin flip games and they have a 10 win possibly record this year. So if that happens, I think Arthur Smith gets the coach of the year.
That's a good one.
I like that.
And I believe last week we talked about football briefly last week, and Josh, he can't make it tonight. Speaking of being a degenerate dad, that's what he's doing tonight. with his newborn, and kind of newborn, whatever. He said he's been down on the Falcons year after year, especially since the Super Bowl. He's bought in this year. He's all in. So I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because he might be getting this hope. The fact the Falcons fan is buying in, we'll see how that ends up. I'm a little scared for him. I'm pulling for him, but I'm scared for him.
They got a lot of weapons, man. They got a lot of weapons.
What's your take on Bijan? That's what I wanted to know. Like, because I feel like fantasy wise too, we touched on it a little bit last week. What are your thoughts on Bijan Robinson? Because I feel like we went back and forth last week of like, is he going to be the guy? Or are they going to split things up?
Oh, he's going to be the guy. They're going to feed that motherfucker like it's no tomorrow. They're going to give him so many carries, and it fits Arthur Smith's playing style so well because he did it with Derrick Henry in Tennessee. Now you got Kyle Pitts, you got Drake London, you got Bijan Robinson. They invested in their offensive line. Their defense is pretty good. They got some players on defense now. They're going to be a solid team. And, you know, once you start running the rock with Bijan so many times, it opens up so many things, especially if you start gaining yards with a guy like that, and they will. They're going to be scary. They're going to be scary. I think they're going to be pretty good.
Okay. I like it.
Personally.
Jonnu Smith,
No.
That's a big pickup. That's an undercover pickup because
it's not.
Arthur Smith. Yeah, Arthur Smith coached him, though, too. I know he was a Patriot, but Arthur Smith used to coach him in Tennessee. So
fantastic athlete, not a football player.
He's a blocker. He's a blocker. He's a
bad man. One.
he's going to come in there. Yeah, yeah.
He's Dwayne Allen, that's for sure.
What was that?
He's no Dwayne Allen.
Yeah.
That's true. Dwayne Allen's elite. End.
He was good. In that division, I think people are not giving the Saints they're kind of overlooking them, in my opinion. I think they upgraded at QB. They still have a solid coach, nothing special, but like a guy that knows football, he's been around forever, and a solid defense. I think the Saints, Derek Carr coming in, going to help out Chris Olave a bit. I think he's a stud.
Michael Thomas?
I'm not banking on Michael Thomas doing anything this year.
The Slant Man?
Bring back Slant Man.
He's like Chris Sale at this point. Anything you get out of him is just a bonus. You can't count on it.
Well, at least Chris Sale's not tweeting out shit where he's just like, oh, yeah, the best in the league.
You know what I mean. Just like, I know. If you're going to try to cap any type of Saints prediction, I don't think you can do it relying on like, oh, if Michael Thomas comes, you have to expect him not to be their majority of the season, I think.
And I think he gives you his gravy.
More importantly, you guys are ignoring Jimmy Graham is back in New Orleans. I mean, come on.
Oh, please. Jesus Christ. I didn't.
That's a joke.
I like the fact that they're plus money. I'm kind of into the Saints, but you lost me there. I'm glad you're. No, just kidding.
I like Chris Olave. I like Chris Olave's over receiving yards. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I had him in a lot of fantasy shares of Chris Olave last year. I like going after rookie wide receivers there, and he was one that came through for me for sure.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. I think he's going to be pretty good.
Who are we looking at for good rookie receivers this year?
Zay Flowers, I think, is going to be okay. I think everyone's counting in as Odell to be that guy, but I think Zay Flowers is going to be a nice little piece. Jackson Smith Najiba, he's going to be a replacement for Tyler Lockett, so I don't think he's going to be anything like crazy his first year, maybe 2 and 3. He'll be pretty good. I think Hyatt from Tennessee to New York. I think he's gonna be okay because they got no weapons there. He might do something. I think Zay Flowers is gonna be the better receiver. Jonathan Mingo maybe in Carolina, he'll be okay. But
Lockett, is he done?
Lockett, he's got one more year left on his contract, so he's gonna be leaving after this year most likely.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Jordan Addison maybe. I don't know if you're pro or anti.
Oh yeah, Jordan Addison could be okay. Yeah, he could be okay.
I like the Zay. I like the Ravens just in general this year. I think. Greg Roman gone, new whatever's what's his name and new
Munkin.
Yeah, new like just a you don't have to completely go away from what Greg Roman built and tried to do, but you can open it up a little bit and maybe let Lamar sling it a little bit more. Maybe that'll come back to bite him and you'll regret that. Who knows? I don't. But I kinda like the Ravens in general, Ravens offense in general this year, I think is going to be pretty damn good.
Fun fact, Lamar MVP at plus 1500 was my first bet of the NFL offseason.
Yeah. I like it. I like it, yeah.
I like it.
Did he get paid? Yeah, he did, right?
Yeah, he got paid big. See, it's tough because you know Mahomes is just going to put up the video game numbers. It's like Mike Trout, you know? It's just like, boom, he's going to be. So if there's a market without Mahomes, okay, that's more realistic to bet on, but you're not going to get the better price, etc.
True. Well, that's where you go for the right value like that, right? Because it's like there's no point in taking someone under 500 or something.
Definitely. I agree.
Like the Otani situation where it's like, all right, let me hedge with although Otani beginning of the season, not now.
Who's going to bet on a plus 150 MVP before the season starts?
Yeah.
Like nobody.
Exactly.
I like it. I did.
Who? Who'd you bet on?
I bet Lindor was going to be the MVP for NL.
Oh,
that was so dumb.
Yeah, he stinks.
That was really stupid.
Hey, he's all right.
Okay. And Vlad for AL. Vlad for AL, too.
Yeah, that one was bad because Tristan Costas is better than that. But you guys got any other final NFL questions to pick JJ's brain here?
All right. Non-Mahomes MVP.
Non-Mahomes MVP?
Yes.
Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh. Yo! Oliver's favorite guy.
Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence.
All right, I like that.
There, Calvin Ridley, you got Chris Kirk, you got a bunch of guys there. I mean, he's gonna be Evan Ingram. He's gonna have a lot of weapons. So, I think he's gonna sling the rock around. He's got a weak division, so if they go like 11-5 or 11-6 or higher, 12-5.
Yep.
He'll be up in consideration. That's all you need. You just need him in consideration. So, okay. Yeah. What's Trevor?
Not a question, but just a shout out to you, JJ. I think you tweeted it yesterday or today. I saw the same tweet and it was bothering me. Someone posted that DeMar Hamlin was at +300 for comeback player of the year and that they took it and it's like free money. And they posted it yesterday. And I was like, what book is this on? Because it's like -300 everywhere I've looked. And you called it out today. And I just wanted to shout out to you for calling that out. Because I thought I was a crazy person. I was like, how did I miss out on this?
The I think everybody would be on that.
It was a total bait play.
It wasn't even that guy's ticket. He like took it from someone else. And he posted it up like free money. Like, it was such a clickbait. We all fell for it.
Yeah, that's lame shit. Okay, that makes me feel better, though, because I was like, what the hell? So when you said that, I was like, all right, at least JJ's with me, because I was like, I feel like I'm missing out on something right now. But
all DeMar Hamlin needs to do is just take a snap, and he's going to win it. Like, right? He's going to win.
Yeah, that's what – and again, -300, I don't think it's worth it. But, I'm glad you –
Dude, can you imagine DeMar Hamlin gets, like, cut in, like, week three of the preseason? How many – God. Oh man, I feel like they need to like, just play it for one down, just like play him and then cut him.
Somebody would sign him though, even just to sell the t-shirts and jerseys, as fucked up as that is, right?
Yeah,
I feel like there'd be some team that would be like, sure, let me want to sell some jerseys, Panthers, someone like
let
that.
Me
Cleveland, something Cleveland would do.
You're right, that would be, yeah, they're trying to shift the karmic situation there.
Last thing for me, Super Bowl head to head, who's winning? What do you got?
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I got the 49ers against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. Who wins?
Yeah. And then I got that. That's the tough one. I want to know who I would take that game I'd probably go with San Fran, but I don't know. I don't know. I think it's going to be Cincinnati and San Francisco, though.
Who is going to be the quarterback for the 49ers in your scenario there?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
And it might not matter. Yeah. You're right.
It doesn't matter. I think Darnold will be just fine, too, like if he plays, I think it'll be good. Darnold or Purdy. I don't even know how good Purdy is right now.
Is this year my Sam Darnold could be better than Josh Allen take finally comes true from 4 years ago?
No, it's going to take another 2 more years.
Damn it. What if Sam Darnold gets to the Super Bowl before Josh Allen, though? Then I have a little bit of ground to stand on. Just a little bit.
That's true.
Just a little bit.
That'd be fucked up.
That was one of my worst takes on here. That would be
That'd be so hurtful.
The funny thing is, though, when you said that, it wasn't that insane of a take.
It wasn't.
Realistically.
It was before Josh Allen got good and got...
I was insulted. I remember being really insulted by that.
Well, yeah. To your credit, you sniped this Josh Allen breakout.
Thanks.
But you say so much outrageous shit, it's hard to give you credit when it happens.
Josh Allen was not outrageous.
Well, yeah, now it wasn't, but never mind. We can go on and on about this. JJ, thanks for coming on again. I know it's late. Appreciate you coming by.
Of course.
As always.
Wait, before you go, I got to give you this, though. I got to give you credit where it's deserved. I did a fade person of the week. I did it only 1 week, and I picked you. And I faded you, and I lost money.
Yeah.
So hats off to you. Congratulations. You made me quit the fade challenge, too, because you won. And I just want to say hats off to you.
Thanks. There was
That was so funny, to be honest.
Like a 3-4-5 week stretch there where I knew what I was doing, but it's been a roller coaster. You just picked a bad week. That's all.
Damn it.
I knew you really just picked a bad week. You should have waited.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, man. Always.
All right. See ya.
Dude, shout out to fucking JJ. Shout out to House Enterprise. Shout out to anybody out there that has a podcast. Shout out to people that don't have podcasts and listen to this podcast. Shout out to fucking G-Baby, James Murph, Lance Legere, Josh Gentile. Shout out to Josh Martin. Shout out to whoever. If you're listening to this shit, let me know. Shout out to fucking... I don't know. Shout out to House Enterprise, for real though. For real though. Man, what a summer. It's almost over too. It went by fast. Can't believe it, bro. Happy to be back. Happy to be chilling. Not much to report. Just life keeps coming at you, bro. Here we are with JJ Gruden this week. A few weeks from now, football will begin. Damn. Well, I'm going to end this podcast early. So, without further ado... you go early. It's like an hour and a half in. But yo, I'm going to end this podcast now. Just repeat after me, aight? Fuck!